This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks once again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Bernard Golden, the founder of Anger Management Education and a practicing psychologist for over 40 years. Dr. Golden, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's certainly our pleasure. So for starters, what is anger and what purpose does it serve?
Anger itself is an emotion that we experience in our body and physical tension. And it's this thing from aggression, what we might do with anger. It can serve to protect us. Often anger is a perceived threat, and so it can protect us. It's a motivator as well.
Makes sense. And also, what do you mean when you mention healthy anger?
Healthy anger involves being able to pause and think through or reflect on the anger we're experiencing to decide if we want to respond or how to respond. That's very different from reacting to it. And healthy anger also involves taking time to look at negative feelings behind the anger. I mentioned anger is a sense of a perceived threat. It's also a reaction and distraction to other kinds of feelings. For example, I might feel ignored or discounted. I might feel shame or powerless. And so anger, healthy anger involves taking time to look at those feelings, as well as a key drive. Very often anger is some threat to some key drive that we experience. It might be trust. It might be safety, connection with people. Healthy anger also involves being able to let go of anger.
If you would, Dr. Golden, give us some examples of what we could do when anger arises.
You know, all too often we look for some quick and easy answer to deal with anger. And the more strategies that you can develop, the more resilient you'll be in a variety of situations. And so, for example, driving on the road, that's a big one. I tell people to picture the other driver. If they offend you, if they cut you off and you're suddenly startled by that, picture the other driver as an adult as a five-year-old with the same adult face and head. And if you get a humorous response from that image, having that kind of a reaction is a very quick way of disengaging your body from going into a mode of anger. They compete with each other. Overall, though, I use an acronym called BEAR, B-E-A-R, to deal with anger. B stands for breathe, and breathe deeply, inhaling and exhaling. And what they found is if you count to three on the inhale and then exhale on a count of six, that actually helps the heart become more relaxed. So this involves deep breathing. E stands for evoke physical calmness. We can't just do this on our own. It involves practice, just like you might practice an instrument. Practice in terms of relaxing your body, doing relaxation exercises, a body scan. I encourage people to spend a couple of minutes each day just doing a scan to recognize what their body feels like when it's tense versus when it's relaxed. And so the more you rehearse that, then in the moment of anger arousal, you could not develop extreme calmness, but at least lower that escalation. So that involves practice and rehearsal. E is arousal of compassion. Anger, again, is some feeling of escape from our hurt, some form of negative feeling, some suffering, some pain. And arousing compassion for ourselves involves being attuned, almost empathic with our own hurt at those moments, to be able to sit with that rather than act on it. And R involves reflection. Thinking about, okay, what is my expectation? So much of anger is about expectations that are unrealistic. We may know people don't always drive with caution and consideration on the road, for example, and yet we expect them to. And so it's becoming more aware of that expectation when you reflect that, silly me. This is just another person who's not being considerate and cautious. Similarly, I had a client, for example, who 15 years of marriage and his wife was always late for maybe 40 minutes. And he said, I don't know what to do. And he realized he was maintaining the same expectation, even though a history suggested the expectation was unrealistic. I let him know that just because he hasn't been able to affect her behavior, it just means he hasn't found the right reaction or way of speaking to her or some process that way. So it involves reflection. And those are a whole variety of strategies to calm ourselves.
Good stuff and some great information today. We're joined by Dr. Bernard Golden, the founder of Anger Management Education and a practicing psychologist for over 40 years here on eHealth Radio's Emotional Health and Psychology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Golden, why do you think we hold on to anger?
For a variety of reasons. Anger, if we let go of anger, we may feel the suffering and the negative feelings behind it. And that's much more uncomfortable to sit with, feeling powerless, feeling ignored, feeling discounted. We may have to mourn and grieve that what we wanted to happen didn't happen. And so anger, by holding on to anger, we avoid that kind of grieving. And vulnerability. If we stay angry, we're focused on other people or the situation that occurred or didn't occur. And yet, if we go behind the anger, we feel some form of suffering and pain. Also, we hold on to anger to protect ourselves. If we've been hurt in the past, we may hold on to anger as a kind of a hypervigilant. We have to be on guard to protect ourselves from feeling that kind of hurt, from being vulnerable again. Another reason for holding on to anger is it is a very powerful motivator. You see today people are demonstrating all kinds of anger in the form of constructively political activation to deal with grievances. So holding on to anger can be very motivating. So clearly it's a variety of reasons that we hold on to the anger.
Lastly, if you would, explain the role of the old brain and new brain in regulating emotions like anger.
They call the old brain the brain of the reptilian brain, and that was a part of our brain that is so concerned with safety. It kind of scans the area, scans our life, and sees threat, sometimes when there really is a threat, or is overreactive and sees a threat when there isn't. And the new brain, which is more fully developed in humans, hopefully, is that part of the brain that's related to reasoning and decision-making and planning. And so much of anger management is really trying to activate that new brain. And the more strategies we can learn to pause to activate that, we can override the emotions of the reptilian brain. I often tell my clients that be aware of what is impairing your judgment, whether it's fatigue, whether it's a lack of sleep, alcohol, deadlines, the stress of life. Anything that impairs judgment makes you more vulnerable for the reptilian brain to take over and direct us in different ways that may not be the most constructive ways to deal with life.
Well, Dr. Golden, we certainly have appreciated your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get further information on anger management education?
My website is angermanagementeducation.com, and my book, Overcoming Destructive Anger, is available at Amazon and other websites as well as bookstores.
Again, Dr. Golden, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Bernard Golden, the founder of Anger Management Education and a practicing psychologist for over 40 years. And for further details, visit angermanagementeducation.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.